Australia has embarked on its largest peacetime warship building program, which promises to create thousands of jobs and trigger growth in the domestic defence industry. The $35 billion contract will result in the construction of 9 frigates, with the first to be operational by 2027. They'll be designed by British company BAE Systems and built at an Adelaide shipyard. Stephanie Boris reports.
They'll be 150 metres long and armed with technology to hunt down and destroy enemy submarines, aircraft and missiles.
We are in a world with heightened risks. We need to have the capabilities to defend Australia regardless of what may come.
Australia's next fleet of frigates will be designed by British company BAE Systems. It was awarded the $35 billion contract over bids from Italy and Spain. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he spoke to his British counterpart overnight.
We are very pleased to be able to enter into this partnership with BAE. The UK is one of our closest friends, allies, partners, family in every respect, and I was very pleased to discuss the our decision with Theresa May last night.
The Prime Minister was joined by the top brass of the Australian Defence Force to make the announcement.
Today is a very important milestone, not only for the Royal Australian Navy, not only for the Australian Defence Force, but for Australia as a whole.
Chief of the Defence Force, Air Chief Marshal Mark Binskin, says the 9 new frigates will significantly boost protection.
It's a new generation of ships, it's a new generation of capability for the Royal Australian Navy. And it will allow our sailors to get out and fight and win in an ever-increasing complex environment that is the maritime environment around Australia.
The first of the frigates, to be called the Hunter class, is set to be operational in 9 years' time. BAE Systems Australia CEO Gabby Costigan says the vessels will hold 180 Navy personnel and will be able to conduct missions alone or as part of a task group.
Our plan is to deliver a defence program the likes of which Australia has never seen before. BAE Systems will provide Australia with the world's newest and most advanced anti-submarine warfare frigate that will be absolutely critical to defending the nation for decades into the future.
While BAE Systems is in charge of the design, the vessels will be built by ASC Shipbuilding in Adelaide, where the announcement was made. Defence Industry Minister Christopher Pyne says it will result in a significant boost in jobs.
The 1,500 on this project alone at ASC Shipbuilding Co, the 2,500 in the global supply chain spread all around Australia, 500 companies have already been pre-qualified by BAE, all of that work flowing into our economy.
We think this is a fantastic announcement and one that we've been campaigning for over 5 years now.
Glenn Thompson is the National Secretary of the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union. He says while today's announcement is good news, he still has concerns about the current workforce.
Our immediate concern here is to ensure the government transitions all the existing jobs that currently are in Adelaide onto these new projects. And that's our major focus at this point in time, to secure our skills base so that we can build on this important program to ensure Australia has the skills capacity to equip this project.
The government says it expects more than half of the content used to build the vessels will be locally sourced, including Australian steel. Construction will begin in 2020.
Stephanie Boris reporting.